Show. This is Eric Schacht.
And Linda Evans.
And we are here to bring you week number 7 of our show, talking about shows when there aren't any shows.
Right.
Welcome.
To pandemic, see you at the show.
Right. And there has been a lot of stuff going on in our community to make up for the absence of live theater, but we are kind of the bearers of bad news today.
Yes.
The final word is coming down on summer. And I feel like one of those, except usually when you announce no school being out.
People are excited.
Yes.
Right.
And this is sad.
Right.
No theater this summer. It's over. It's done.
Well, at least we have official notice from CUTC, Station Theater, and Twin City that they have canceled or postponed any shows until the fall.
I think that the station is the only company that's postponing shows.
Right.
They're keeping the hopes alive for the River and Falsettos. The River, which is ready to go, right?
It's ready to go.
They could go tomorrow.
Right.
Give them a set.
They are on standby.
Yeah.
They are doing their lines every day. They are ready.
And it's too bad that isn't the type of show that could be brought out by some sort of virtual means. It just isn't. It has to be seen, right?
It does. It has to be seen, and you have to be there. And the main thing is the actors have to be there together. So,
right.
But hopefully in the fall. But so that leaves a long summer of no live theater.
So pressure on us, pressure on the theater community to fill that void with new and creative things.
Right, and thinking outside the box and thinking how to keep people safe, but also keep people entertained. And the IMC is doing their part, the Independent Media Center in Urbana. They have an ongoing Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. They have Sounds Like Community, and they have different music or different theatrical type things or performers. And so you might want to check that out.
Right. And it's the sort of thing I think that we know at the station where the station is thinking of how they can bring new content and new ways to the community. And I believe other theater companies are thinking of that too. So the IMC tonight, they have somebody playing Irish tunes on the flute and then some local comedians all doing little brief sets. So
not tonight.
How cool is that?
We're talking about it tonight, but we're airing tomorrow, so not to confuse people, since we
Correct.
Go on the air on Thursdays, and we just happen to be talking on Wednesday, so.
Yeah.
Yes, so.
Consider me scolded and corrected.
not scolding you, just don't want to confuse people. It's so interesting the way we have to do our show now, because we have to do a lot of interviewing ahead of time, and then editing, and then sending it, because nobody actually goes into the radio station, or very few people are going into the radio station. So it makes it complicated.
Right. Well, fortunately, we have your son, the great Parker Evans, who's going to delete probably the kudos to himself.
Right. So,
but if he does not delete it, or Parker, you can hear it yourself if you are going to delete it. We appreciate your editing work, because it's just a piece together program. We have segments. We talked with... Our feature interview today is two guys from Indianapolis who grew up in the Central Illinois area, and now they've created a really cool crime podcast that they cast people from Central Illinois in. So we have that segment. We have this segment. We're in two different places doing this Zoom intro. We're going to be mixing in mixed media because we have a Falsettos piece at the end, and we want to show the trailer from this podcast. So I don't know. It's complicated. It's not just the two of us having a fun guest and going in the studio and just talking theater.
Right. But it's fun, and I'm glad that we're still doing it. And we're always here to take in your comments or your suggestions. If you know somebody in the theater community, especially locally, that is doing something cool, or you want to do something cool, let us know. Send us an email or post something on Facebook or talk to us remotely, individually. Yeah. So let us know. And thank you.
We've been hyping up. So let's look at, we've been hyping up singer-songwriter performers. a variety show. I don't know what you want to call the Deptula show.
the Deptula show on a high note.
Yeah. On a high note, it's like a variety show where we're just talking about positive things going on in the community. And today we have podcast hosts, and we also talked about It's a Wonderful Life, which is another great show that the station was able to bring virtually to the community. So and we want new ideas.
Right, and the station has some new ideas coming up. I've reached out to different directors that have directed at the station, and several of them have ideas that we'll be talking about in future shows and that will be posted to the station's website, Facebook page, and YouTube. And so there's going to be plenty of stuff coming down the road, and we will let you know about it.
Yeah, and we have our own ideas too. See You at the Show will be a player in this space next month.
Yes, just do you want to talk about coming in May? We have
Monologue Mayhem. Right. Got a teaser of that last week, and it was a successful teaser. That's what gave me hope. Natalie and Abby Deptula were the first contestants on Monologue Mayhem.
They made it easy. They did. So much fun and easy. So yeah, it'll be great.
I think it shows us that we're not pros, because when we've demoed it, it's been rough.
Really?
And then we threw it at them and they killed it. So
when we tried to do it, you think okay. Natalie killed it. Yeah.
Natalie killed it. Sure. All right. So coming up now, we have the trailer from the Twisted podcast, and then stay tuned.
Spelled W-Y.
Twisted with a Y. Why, you ask? Well, stay
tuned.
You'll
have to listen, right.
But they won't even give it away. Spoiler, there's no spoiler.
Right, exactly. But it is spelled Twisted with a Y. So when you search for it.
And coming up is the season one trailer, and that will be followed by Eric Sinclair and Keith Stewart talking about why they created this, how they created it, why they're using Central Illinois talent to cast some of the dramatic parts in it.
Two of the voice actors that you're listening to now.
Yes. Anyway, it's fun working with these guys. It's fun doing voice work. It's just an example of the sort of thing that actors can do more of when they are sheltered, when they are not able to do traditional theater. And so we'll hear more from Eric and Keith, and then stay tuned after that for the final in our trilogy of Falsetto's pieces. You will hear Falsetto Land, which will be brought to you by the cast of Falsetto's, the show that should be in its final week right now at the Station Theater.
They say justice is blind, that it's even-handed, that it ignores race, religion, and economic privilege, or lack thereof. But does the justice system always provide justice?
For people like Brian Cassidy, that's an important question. When tragedy struck, Brian's fate was decided by a jury of his peers.
A jury who walked into the courtroom with their own preconceived notions about a rough kid with a criminal past.
And when it came time to make a judgment, those 12 jurors turned to the only sources they could: an overworked public defender, an ambitious DA, and several shaky medical experts.
But they were enough to put Brian away for life.
One life for another.
Brian Cassidy. The man who suffered the ultimate loss, or the man who murdered his own child.
Follow us on our journey to search for the truth, to seek justice.
After justice was already served.
This is Twisted.
See you at the show with Eric Sinclair and Keith Stewart. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Eric. Great to be here.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
Okay, so we have come to know of you because of your podcast, which is just been going for the last month or so. Is that right?
Yep. We're about a month or so in. The very small silver lining of all this coronavirus stuff is that Keith and I have actually had the freedom to actually work on this thing that we started over 2 years ago, and we're just now to the point where we feel like, you know, we have the actual time to dedicate to it the way we want to, and we've had the confidence to actually release it and put it out there. So yeah, it's interesting times, but yeah, that's the small silver lining of all of this, I guess.
Okay, and you two are currently based out of the Indianapolis area, but you came to Champaign, the Champaign theater community, to look for voice talent for the podcast. What is your connection with our area?
Keith, you want to go first?
Sure. So I'm from Mattoon, grew up there, and so obviously, you know, just being 45 minutes south, you know, I, all throughout my childhood, you know, my family and I would make trips to Champaign, and I have family that lives in Champaign, and so, you know, it's always been in my backyard, and, you know, so certainly part of the area.
Yeah, same here. That was the place that we would go shopping or to, you know, eat out at the fancy restaurants. You know, we don't have really a professional sports team in our area to identify with, so that was always the Fighting Illini growing up. So I think I feel pretty deep rooted in Champaign, and then I lived there for 3 years just after high school. Attended UIUC for 3 years before eventually deciding that I wanted to go into teaching, which kind of pushed me back closer to home at Eastern Illinois University. So, yeah.
Do either of you have a background in theater, or were you involved in anything like theater or movie making while you were in high school?
So I did some movie, some filmmaking right out of high school. In fact, there was a small film festival there in Champaign a number of years ago that a buddy and I, we had a film produced and ended up getting to be aired at the at one of the local art cinemas there. It was called Death of a Mailman. And so I've always been interested in filmmaking.
So can we still find that online somewhere?
I would imagine you could. Okay. I think it might.
Hope's not.
Yeah, and I, you know, it's funny though, because when I mean, it was such an incredible experience to see your own film on a big screen.
Right.
And I was the only person, out of, I guess, our crew who actually was able to go that night. And, you know, it's supposed to be a serious movie or short film. And we have this first opening shot. It was a really long shot, static. And at the end, this, you just has a mailman going up to the house and back up and then back and up. And then right toward the left side of the frame, he collapses and dies. And I'll never forget, everyone started laughing. And I thought, that's not the effect I wanted. So
yeah,
and as far as I go, I don't have any background in theater or anything like that, but it's actually kind of interesting, because even though Keith and I, you know, we went to the same high school, we weren't really friends in high school. I don't even think I really spoke a word to you, Keith.
No.
And it wasn't we just ran in different circles. You know, I played football, he played soccer, and we just didn't cross paths that often. And actually, when I went back to Eastern Illinois for college, he was one of the first people I ran into. And I think on Facebook used to have this notes feature. Right. And
yeah, I remember that.
Keith would post these really, really good short stories on the notes section. And that got me, you know, I was really just delving into the, you know, English literature major at that point. And that got me so hooked. And, you know, when we started talking about the idea of creating a podcast, that was definitely brought back up to the front of my mind, because I know he's I think we're both creative people, but, you know, at heart, but he just took it to a whole new level to me. And that was one of the things that really, like, actually formed our friendship. So it's the writing aspect for me.
Nice. So Twisted is your first podcast?
It is. Yeah. And it's it's a whole new thing for us. But I think people so far, we've gotten some pretty good reviews just from family and friends and stuff. Obviously it'll be interesting to see what a wider audience thinks, but, yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Where can people find a link to Twisted?
Any major podcast app that I'm aware of, I think we are on. And it is Twisted with a Y, in case you're looking for it. And for one really, really important reason is that Twisted without a Y, with an I, was taken already. So.
Oh, okay. I was wondering if there was some symbolism there that I wasn't getting. Okay.
There is, but we don't want to reveal that at this time.
Wonderful.
That means we have to think of a reason.
Right. And so the genre is
have a reason. Yeah.
Kind of crime podcast. That is there a crime genre for podcasts?
Yes, there's a big market for crime genre in general. What I find typically, especially since like joining Twitter and actually searching for these type of podcasts, like 99% of the crime podcasts that you see out there are like people reading the Wikipedia page off of some famous murder, and they just do that for 100 episodes, you know, or whatever. And people don't really understand when, you know, when Keith and I are like, oh yeah, we've been working on this episode for like 6 months. They're like, wait, what? What's wrong with you? But I think part of that is the production value that goes along with it is really difficult to achieve and difficult to, you know, to produce. It just is. So we're more of like a Up Advantaged or a Serial or a Accused, In the Dark, thing like that, where we're following the same case, but we're really diving deep. And I think we're planning on having 8 episodes, right, Keith?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I guess you might have just answered my question already, but I was going to ask whether there was something, a particular series or show or podcast or documentary that inspired you to undertake this. What was the inspiration?
I mean, I can speak, you know, and I know Eric and I both have some overlapping inspiration, and you know, Up and Vanished for me, and Serial, both, you know, it was just incredible the fact that, you know, I feel like, you know, I didn't think that podcasts, to be honest, would have this much longevity in terms of their popularity. And so, you know, I remember listening to podcasts years ago and, you know, not thinking much of them, but, you know, a couple of years ago to hear some of these others like Up and Vanished or Serial and just being amazed and being completely engrossed in it. You know, when I'm just driving and I'm just listening. And so, hearing those stories and how much they, you know, they pulled me in. And again, the production value was just really impressive.
So do you guys do your own editing or?
So Eric, and I mean, I always try to brag on Eric because I can't take any credit for the quality in terms of the recording or anything. I mean, Eric does all of the editing, layering. You know, we were talking the other day about how he'll send me a clip and I'll listen to it and I'll give him feedback. And more often than not, I'm kind of tearing into it. And, you know, I think for episode 2, you know, I kind of said, you know, we need to take a whole chunk out of this. And it probably killed him to do that.
Yeah, it is. That's a recurring conversation between us is, you know, I try to segment all the episodes and kind of send them piece by piece as we work through them. And, you know, sometimes the segment, I think the part where we're interviewing the Cassidy family in the last episode, it was like a 30-minute segment. And I think Keith initially was like, we need to cut like 10 minutes of this out. Like, I'm losing interest, which is awesome because he has that like objective voice where he can actually pull himself away from it and just like think of it as a listener. Because I cannot do that.
Right.
I can't like, separate myself because I'm too close to the editing. Mm-hmm. So to have Keith being able to actually step back and be that voice for me is super important. But yeah, it's actually worked out pretty well too. Because, you know, I want to say it's been like 6 months since I even touched it before going on the break due to COVID. So I was actually like, when he first told me that, I was like, nope, you're wrong. I'm keeping it. All my hard work is staying. But, you know, since being able to have that 6 month break and actually step away from it, I was able to part with some of it a little bit easier.
And before I was a teacher, I was a newspaper reporter in Central Illinois for about 8 years. And so I empathized with Eric You know, I've there are plenty of times I've written stories and I've had an editor, and I've been the editor to do this too, who looks at it and just rips it to shreds. And so, you know, it's something that doesn't always feel good, but sometimes it's necessary.
So how symbiotic long is each episode usually? Is it usually 20 minutes or?
We're looking, episode one was, or chapter one was 43-ish.
Okay.
And then chapter two was like an hour five. So,
oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, we do like kind of Q&A sessions in between each. Those run about 20, 25 minutes. So we just call those the episode recap, because, you know, you don't always explain everything in the detail that you want to. And we actually kind of like this kind of informal, just talking format a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, we realized that after we did the first one, it was really fun. So I think we're going to keep doing that. But, yeah, those run about 20, 25 minutes or so.
Okay.
What has been, the biggest challenge, technologically wise, in putting these kind of shows together? Did you have to learn new kinds of software, or is there an upload process with these podcast distributors that's complicated?
A little bit. Yeah, I didn't understand totally how you got, you know, your personal podcast up onto Apple Podcasts. So there's been a little bit on that side, as far as just like understanding what's an RSS feed and things like that. So I'd say that's probably the biggest challenge. I think Heath and I both probably had editing software already on our computers that we were pretty familiar with for just like basic audio stuff. So that wasn't really new. I will say that kind of upping our mic game, that was a little bit, because actually this mic I'm talking on right now, we realized that using it for the podcast wasn't great. There was like a ton of just room noise. And so when you're just talking into a microphone and everything else is, you know, there's no sound behind you at all. Yeah. Trying to isolate that voice and make it as clear as possible. That's probably been the biggest challenge on the editing side.
And so are there other sort of, I know you're in the middle of this project right now, you're all in, but is this something that you can see yourself doing more of in the future?
Eric, I'll let you go. I mean, we do. I know Eric and I have talked a little bit about potential season two, but I'll let him talk more in detail about that.
Yeah. I think, honestly, it probably depends on, you know, where life takes us in the coming years. If I could podcast for my job, I think that would be amazing. I don't count on ever getting to that point. But, you know, if we could monetize and make a lot of money off of it, that'd be great. But I don't think that's why we do it by any means. We just do it to be creative and have fun. And the kind of drawback to that, of course, is, you know, especially being teachers, you're engrossed in your work and you're engrossed in your students. And, you know, you're always trying to think ahead, grade, plan. And so, you know, even in the summer, it's tough to get stuff done on the podcast front, because you're always like preparing for next year. And so I think Keith's definitely feeling that, especially this year being his first year of actually taking on a full classroom and teaching. That part never stops. So for us, I would like to keep doing it, of course, but I think you know, we'll have to do it sparingly and when we get the time, because how I take care of my family's got to take, you know, preference a little bit.
Do your kids or your students listen to the podcast?
So we actually... So yeah, we at least to my surprise, about what, 2 weeks ago, Eric, or so?
Yeah, probably 2 weeks ago.
I had, because I teach 9th and 10th grade English. I had, and I'm also the head soccer coach. And so I think it was in response to the trailer on YouTube. Yeah. One of my senior soccer players commented, and he goes, "Hey, those are my two English teachers." Because I haven't said anything to my students. I still don't know how they came across it. And then after him was one of the other senior soccer players. And he's like, I forget what he said, Eric. He's, you know.
Just said, yo.
Yeah, that's right. And then I had a freshman, one of my freshman students, you know, he commented too. And so, and then I've had students reach out to me over the last 2 weeks. And, you know, they've watched the trailer. They haven't listened I don't think to the podcast itself yet, but just looking at the, watching the trailer, they were just amped. They just thought it was the coolest thing.
Did you guys film the trailer yourselves?
No, we actually had a, an acquaintance of ours. He's from our area. He's from Charleston, now living in Cincinnati. His name's Jurgen Smith. You can find him on Facebook. It's Jurgen Smith 7 Films. Mm-hmm. He was just kind of opening this budding video business and offered to do our trailer and, you know, relatively cheap and all that. And so he came and spent a day with us as we kind of walked around Indianapolis to various sites and, you know, filmed that for us. And he did an awesome job. He's got a drone shot in there. I mean, he went all out for us. So it was really cool.
Yeah, it looks really good. Looks really professional.
Thank you.
Yeah. What city was that shot in? It doesn't look like it was anywhere. Can you even say?
Well, there was some shot in Mapleton there was some shot, a lot of the clips with us in them were actually in Indianapolis. So this was pretty cool. We had knocked it out in a day.
We'll either run it as part of our show or we'll link to it on our Facebook page, which is how we get most of our traffic. Do you have does the Twisted Podcast also have a Facebook page?
Twisted Podcast does have a Facebook page. We also have a Twitter. We have an Instagram and a YouTube where you can find that trailer.
And so this has been 2 years in the making, or has it been even longer than that that you've been thinking about it?
It's been actually longer than that. We did our first recording in December of 2017, where we did like the opening voiceover, where we're just kind of laying out the crime and what happened. And that has actually remained largely unchanged since that day, actually. And but we were brainstorming ideas much before that, and, you know, looking into things, trying to do research for, you know, several months before that. So it's probably more like about 3 years in reality. But
so when can people expect the next episode?
Ooh, next episode, I'm hoping for in about, I'll say 3 weeks.
Great.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty safe bet.
Well, when it comes out, we'll definitely link to it. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
We appreciate we appreciate you both coming on See You at the Show. It was a great happenstance that you reached out to our theater community. And we look forward to following the project and promoting along the way. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Really appreciate it. Best of luck in the future. Stay safe.
Okay, we will. You too. Bye. All right.
Lovers come and lovers go, lovers fight and sing fortissimo. Give these handsome boys a hand, welcome to falsetto. Venus and Finn stole the first ladies, moves into the White House.
Yabba dabba.
It's the 80s, yabba dabba. Ooh, the 80s, what a world we live in. On your mark, congregate in Central Park.
Pretty boys are in demand.
Welcome to falsetto land. Whee!
It's about time to grow up, don't you think? It's about time to grow up and face the music. It's about time. Since we last spoke, 2 years are waning. I'll try explaining just what you miss. We called a truce, and fitfully we coexist. I'm still loose, she's still with a psychiatrist. So I don't have a psychiatrist. Except on the Jewish holidays, but I still have my son on the weekends, just on the weekends, and some very good friends. But I don't have a lover anymore. Oh my God, when am I gonna get over this? When am I gonna get over this? When am I gonna get over this?
Homosexuality.
homosexuals, women with children.
You are listening to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM. This has been the Weft Courier for Thursday. Join us for the Weft Courier every weekday for Democracy Now! At 4 p.m.